Did the NFL collude to keep a controversial player off the field? From Marketplace in Washington, I'm Amy Scott, in for David Brancaccio. Colin Kaepernick, the football player who started kneeling during the national anthem to protest social injustice, has filed a grievance against the NFL, accusing its teams of colluding against him. Kaepernick opted out of his contract with the San Francisco 49ers in March and hasn't been picked up by another team. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson is here to explain more. So what is Kaepernick alleging?
So he's claiming that the 32 teams in the NFL colluded to keep him from getting a new contract. So we're now 6 weeks into the NFL season. Kaepernick's been a free agent since March. He's a talented quarterback coming off of a strong season last year, and yet no team has signed him, even as other seemingly less talented players in his position have found deals. So that's led to speculation in the sports community that he's been blackballed by the NFL. And that's what Kaepernick's saying with this grievance, that the NFL teams colluded to keep him from getting a new contract and that it was retaliation for his protests.
I understand the NFL is bound by a collective bargaining agreement. So how will this work?
Right. The collective bargaining agreement mandates that this be handled through arbitration. And it'll be up to Kaepernick to show evidence of collusion, to prove that the teams actively conspired against him. So it's not enough just to point out that he's a talented player and that he hasn't been signed. The collective bargaining agreement actually says that explicitly. It's this higher level of proof that Kaepernick and his team need to meet. So Kaepernick's hired this high-profile lawyer who said in a tweet this morning that they filed the grievance after exhausting all other options with the teams, that Kaepernick just wants to play professional football again.
All right. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson. Thanks.
Thanks, Amy.
Let's do the numbers. The FTSE in London is up about 0.1%. The DAX in Germany up about 0.1% as well. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are up in the 0.1% range, with the Dow future up 18 points. The yield on the 10-year Treasury is up to 2.29%. The Chinese internet giant Alibaba is taking a big step to compete on a global scale. The company plans to more than double its spending on research and development to $15 billion over the next 3 years, and says it plans to open labs in 7 cities around the world, including Russia, Singapore, and in the U.S. Marketplace's Rima Kreis has more.
Back in 1999, Alibaba was the place to buy and sell things online in China. Today, it does everything from mobile payments to cloud computing, and now it's setting its eyes on things like machine learning.
This moves them more into the Internet of Things and, above all, artificial intelligence.
That's RJ Hadavi, an analyst with Morningstar. He says Alibaba wants to snatch up 100 of the best developers around the world to fill its new research centers.
This will help them keep up with Amazon, Google, Microsoft.
Alibaba has lagged behind those big rivals when it comes to R&D spending. Gil Luria, director of research at D.A. Davidson, says from the start, the internet giant, it just got China's commerce culture better than anyone else.
Now they're going to have to deal with the opposite. Will they be able to succeed with Western ideals and consumerism?
The company seems to think so. It hopes to have 2 billion customers, a.k.a. more than a fourth of the world's population, within 2 decades. I'm Rima Kreis for Marketplace.
In Texas, there's a new state law called SB4. Officially, it's the Sanctuary Cities Law. Unofficially, it's known as the Show Me Your Papers Law because it requires police officers to check the immigration status of those they believe may be in the country illegally. From the Texas Standard in Austin, Joy Diaz reports that public school officials fear the new law could cost them millions of dollars.
In Texas, school officials don't know how many students are unauthorized. Therefore, they don't know how many could face deportation. That's because since 1982, K-12 kids have been covered by the Equal Protection Clause. Michael Williams is the past commissioner of the Texas Education Agency.
There's a United States Supreme Court case that prohibits school officials from asking any student what their immigration status is.
The Pew Research Center estimates 13% of school children in Texas have parents who are unauthorized. That's about 737,000 kids, more than the entire population of El Paso. When parents are deported, they often bring their school-aged children with them, even if the children are U.S. citizens. And if children leave, Texas schools lose federal and state money, about $8,000 per student. Now, say 8 kids were to leave. That would be $64,000 gone.
That's about what you pay a teacher. That could have real financial consequences.
For the moment, Texas has held back on the Show Me Your Papers law in the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey. But deportations from other states continue, and Ricardo Sanchez Carrillo with Mexico's Department of Education says when kids arrive in Mexico, they struggle to integrate in the classrooms.
Añora mucho Estados Unidos
porque they miss the food, they face discrimination because they don't speak Spanish, and their psychological trauma is huge after they get deported or their parents get deported.
This year alone, officials in Mexico expect about 5,000 kids to arrive from across the United States with their deported parents. In Austin, I'm Joy Diaz for Marketplace.
And the White House is out with a new pitch for tax cuts today. A new paper argues that reducing the corporate tax rate from 35 to 20% would boost average household incomes by $4,000 a year. Kevin Hassett, chairman of the Council of Economic Advisers, called the estimate conservative, but other studies suggest most savings would go to investors, not wages. In Washington, I'm Amy Scott with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.